Mr. Kalan Glavin.
Miss Sullivan, please.
This is he.
Mr. Martin.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm afraid I have bad news for you.
Oh, Mr. Martin, you can't mean
wrong.
Oh, I just don't know what I can do, Mr. Martin. I went in there principally. Oh, dear, there's the other phone. Can you hold just a minute, please?
The following is a special presentation made possible by a grant from the fine folks at D'Artagnan Petrochemicals, where the future was yesterday.
I'm Victoria Collins, and this is American Doom. Episode 4. When is a cult not a cult? Through snippets of audio captured by a rebellious employee going by the name Sandman, we get the sense that a pseudo-religious hierarchy has been established, with mentions of brothers and sisters, proctors, and references to current CEO Kenneth Potter Jr. as His Holiness Father Potter. There's even a myth of an entity named the Lady, a mysterious woman who appears to the denizens of Terradyne. Is she friend or foe? Guiding light or harbinger of evil? Angel or demon?
Please be advised that expressions of mirth, including but not limited to smiling, smirking, giggling, grinning, laughing, chuckling, chortling, and tittering, will be strictly prohibited this evening during Brother Emmanuel's Interspecies Tantric Sex for Beginners seminar.
Ai nagayetso dum la seminario de Frato Emmanuel. Interspecia tantrica sexo por comenzantui ne estos tolerita. Sequos sendo alla abismo.
To understand the origins of Terradyne's cult-like atmosphere, we have to go back to the 1930s New York City, where Kenwood Potter III established the Order of the Snail, a religious enclave brought from Europe by his grandfather. One of their import warehouses in the Bronx was converted into a meeting hall. The congregation was solicited through dock workers loyal to the Potters. With promises of salvation and a free bowl of soup, Potter had no problem building his following. Soon, most of the parishioners moved into the cold water flats above the meeting hall, taking on the role of brothers and sisters, leaving their identities behind, along with their worldly possessions. The most loyal were given the title of proctor and kept the peace while meting out punishment to those reluctant to toe the line.
It is possible that the second coming of observed this morning by a number of passers-by in Sector 5's Southeast parking lot did not actually occur. The same may be true of the Brontosaurus stampede and the orgy made up of approximately 12 Abraham Lincolns and 12 Catholic cardinals. Investigations are underway.
Vi vidis nenion. Vi audis nenion. Vi sentis nenion. Nur la liqua tenebro de la abisma sancteio salutos vince vi flustras vorto.
It took a newly rehabbed Jehovah's Witness organization and its leader from their Pittsburgh chapter to turn the Bronx politician against Potter's Church. A hefty campaign donation led to a late-night raid of Potter's Church that exposed squalid living conditions and several lockboxes of jewelry, presumably confiscated from his followers. The warehouse was shut down, and thus ended the reign of Father Potter. Kenwood III achieved revenge after the JW emissary fell out of a fourth-story window and landed on electrical wires where he fried instantly. Many believe the phrase, "Don't tase me, bro," was originally a reference to Charles Taze Russell, the founder of the Bible Studiers, a precursor to the Jehovah Witnesses, though this may simply be propaganda spread by Potter.
Don't forget to stop by the gift shop. We've got all sorts of swag for wrench fans of all ages. Official stuffed Rudy plushies with motion-activated talk box with all your favourite Rudy phrases. Plastic butterfly knives for the ankle biters. Reach-approved feminine hygiene products for the sheilas. and so much more. And fellas, we didn't forget you. Grab your very own bag with $1 million. For your friends, lord it over them. Make them feel insignificant. It's play money, of course, but it looks damn real to me.
What do you mean it's counterfeit? It's supposed to be fake cash. Well, Christ, make it pink or something. The last thing I need is those Secret Service dickheads up my ass.
It's no surprise the current Potter patriarch has resurrected his ancestors' religious aspirations, seemingly to exert control over Terradyne's populace. Kenneth Potter Jr. has added to the mythos with a sacrificial ceremony known as static negation and a version of the afterlife known as the Outer Dark. Those that wish to avoid servitude in the church are sent to the Outer Dark, never to be heard from again. If asked, proctors will simply say they've been transferred to another section of the facility. But investigations into the Order of the Snail by agents of the resistance movement have turned up no evidence of this. For now, the strict teachings of Father Potter and the promise of oblivion to those who refuse to comply serve to maintain discipline in the labyrinthian halls of Terradyne. But for how long?
A life. I didn't want a wife, so I joined a cult, the Order of the Snail. We bow before the stone. Salamander. We don't eat yellow food. We shun the letter Z.
The Wrench McTaggart Mysteries is an Applied Strategic Filmways production. Tonight's episode, "Repent, Harlot," said the TikTok influencer. Once again, our hero is confronted by the harsh reality of the road. Wrench and the drifter, Wayne Smile, have sought refuge in the Tiki Tiger Lounge, a watering hole smack dab in the domain of Wrench McTaggart. Patriot first, interstate trucker second, amateur detective by calling. And these? Well, these are his adventures. When last we left our hero, Wrench was about to question Paloma, a Tiki Tiger denizen who was seen talking to Wrench's blonde mystery woman. What does she know about Linda's fate?
So, Paloma, I hear you've been talking to a blonde woman, stranger around these parts. It just so happens that crazy lady is trying to kill me.
And me.
Hush, Rudy.
My memory's a bit fuzzy these days.
Oh, I see how it is. Does this help?
I've seen better. Johnny Hogg's got one with a tattoo of pi after the 12th decimal place.
Show off.
Well then, how about a Bucky's coupon? Good for a free chopped brisket sandwich with purchase of a large fountain drink. I'll even throw in these here bathroom tokens and a road flare.
Well, since you put it that way... Sure. I talked to that lady. She asked me about you. Wanted to meet any of the ladies that you took special shine to. I pointed her to Linda, figured she needed the business after the botched nose job.
It did look different.
I think she asked for the Murphy Brown and got the Adrian Brody instead. I warned her not to go to Tijuana.
So what about this blonde lady? What's her name?
No idea. She wanted me to convince Linda to be at the Roadhouse around a certain time. That's it. Paid me $50.
What else did you notice about her?
She had a mole over her lip and some guy's face tattooed on her neck.
Matt Houston?
Looked like Lou Diamond Phillips to me.
Young Guns Lou or the First Power Lou?
More like La Bamba Lou.
Ex-wife.
Well, that tears it. It's got to be her. Damn, she's alive after all. You don't think I killed her?
No way. Howling that bird everywhere with you might be a little weird, but you've always done right by us ladies. You find whoever killed Linda. She was a tita to all of us.
Thanks, Paloma.
You get what you need?
You bet. Let's hit the road. Who's that next to my rig?
I'm here, on the outskirts of nowhere, standing next to the infamous 18-wheeler of none other than French McTaggart.
Kate Van Rose, social media influencer extraordinaire. Like Wrench, she fancies herself an amateur detective, has an affinity for bottle blondes with bodacious racks, and despises patchouli-wearing Ren Fair weirdos.
What's going on here?
Holy shit. Wrench? Okay, people, I'm going to talk to the man himself.
I know you.
Don't think so. I do a podcast about you, or rather, your missing wife. 1.2 million followers.
Losers!
Oh, really? What are the odds of that? Something stinks. Too many coincidences for my liking.
Synchronicity abounds. The cosmos has a plan for all of us. Intertwined, we may be.
I've been on her trail for a while now. Actually, lots of people are interested in what happened to her. She has a whole bunch of internet detectives on the case.
Yeah? What's your theory?
I figure while you were out trucking, she had an online affair with her Peloton instructor, and you found out. You flew into an amphetamine-fueled rage and hit her over the head with a piss jug and buried her out in the desert on one of your trips. But it's just a theory.
Well, joke's on you. I ain't never pissed in a jug.
Coffee can.
Some think you've got her mummified corpse under the bed in your cab. Stifler's Palm 69. He says you have her chained up in the...
Sherlock Holmes Slice says, look out, girl. He's gonna tie you up and let that bird get all up on you.
What the hell?
Hey, you wanna do a live stream? I've got 10,000 viewers ready to...
Look that. Now step away from my rig. I got business to take care of.
And you, sir? Are you Wrench's sidekick?
I'm absolutely nobody.
Burning Man Z says, straight up serial killer Riz. He a snack.
Maybe a word or two from Rudy?
Hush, Rudy. If you find out what happened to my wife, let me know. Preferably before she kills me.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. Wrench is hot on the trail of a killer and pursued by a vengeful ex-wife. Will he crack the case before we do? Come on, guys, I need leads.
Where will the road take Wrench next? Hot on the trail of a killer and... Hey, didn't she just say all this? Why am I repeating her? Tell the writers to get their shit together. And for the record, you know very well I should have been Wrench. He's supposed to be a tough-as-nails trucker, and you got some puberty-stricken half-man croaking out lines. Where'd you even find that piece of...
He said he made a return. He wants to...
Hi, this is Mr. Martin. Oh. Whitehall 4, 3466. What can you tell me about 1550?
I am planning on getting in there Monday morning. She has a little disintegration around the...
Okay, that sounds good.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And now it's time for the Leslie Goldman Show, sponsored by Tough Boy Vacuums. And now, here's your host, Leslie Goldman!
Okay, settle down, you animals. Tonight we have a very special guest, one of our very own here at Terradyne.
Who else are you gonna get?
Every fucking time with you. All right. You know him as Chad from Untitled Whatever.
That show sucks.
But did you know he was an actor before he joined us at Terradyne?
Bullshit.
Let me welcome Todd the Hammer Hamilton. Welcome, Todd. Or do you prefer Hammer?
Todd is fine.
Fine, Todd. So, how is it playing Chad? He seems to be a bit of a milquetoast, a real nebbish.
Is he? I see him more as Bartholomew from Taming of the Shrew. An exploration of gender roles and the manipulation of an innocent soul. I mean, that's how I interpret the role.
That's very interesting. Don't you think that's interesting, folks? I'd love to explore that further with the help of a very special surprise guest.
Surprise!
Brothers and sisters, let's welcome Greta Gobbler. Okay, back in your cages. So, Ms. Gobbler, how long have you known Todd?
Hammer? Oh, me and him go way back. What was our first movie together?
Well, I'm not sure.
Dr. Fuck. You play Beverly Hills proctologist to the stars, right? And then there was Piston Secret.
That porn series about a trucker detective? Folks, I do believe that sounds familiar.
Yes, well, the Wrench McTaggart Mysteries is loosely based on the Piston series.
Loosely? All they did was take out the screwing.
I felt the mysteries were much more nuanced than in Wrench. They've taken something sophisticated and turned it into something easily consumable by the masses.
I believe Terradyne's resident entertainment critic called it lowbrow pablum for post-pubescent mental defectives. Oh, looks like we have some here tonight.
Wrench ain't so bad. He's kinda cute. I'd do him.
No shit.
Now, Miss Gobbler, how many Piston movies were there?
Well, let's see. There was Piston Secret, the one where he gets framed for a murder he didn't commit.
It was a little more involved than that. There was a mysterious twin and a murderous crossdresser. Not to mention...
Shut up and let the lady talk. Yeah!
What else? Oh, yeah. Piston's Revenge, where he gets revenge after he's falsely accused of murder.
That seems like a running theme.
Hey, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Again, it was more layered than that. Piston was the archetypal hero mentor. People really didn't give it a fair chance. Most don't know William Goldman wrote those scripts under the pen name Dick Throb.
Do you think the hot gay sex may have been a distraction?
It was if you were on set.
There was a long history of homosexual and bisexual encounters within certain hierarchies of the populace. Take ancient Rome, for example.
You played the part of Piston's mechanic, right?
Yes, that's correct. It was a role I felt could bridge the gap between the working-class male and gender assumptions that had been foisted upon.
All I remember is Piston filling your gap.
That's right. If I remember, in Piston's gambit, you and he have to go undercover at a swingers retreat.
Ah, that's a great example of the approach Stella Adler taught me. To make my character real through one's own imagination.
Aww. You had great load etiquette.
Hold on. Load etiquette?
When an actor has to deliver his pale ropes, as Bob Guccione used to say. Do you let it fly like a lawn sprinkler or shoot it at the perfect angle for the camera? Hammer was a genius with his load.
That is high praise indeed, Todd. What drew you to the role of Mike the Mechanic?
As I said, the chance to present gender in a whole...
You said ho!
It's a new way that highlighted the struggle of maligned and undervalued communities.
Plus, everyone knew Hammer. I mean, Todd was up for anything.
Anything?
Oh, yeah. You need someone to chortle. Todd's your man. Or maybe a rough thrombo. Todd's ready to go. I even saw him take a 3-foot welter pole without a word.
Todd, you seem to be a man of many talents. Will we see any of these special abilities in Untitled Whatever?
Certainly not. I left that vocation behind a long time ago. Coming to Teradyne was a way for me to reinvent myself, a way to explore acting as a pure art, a true and noble craft.
Okay. Well, before we go, will you at least give us an example of your famous load etiquette?
Oh, I'm game.
Come on, Todd.
No, I left that life behind.
Well, that's all the time we have. Catch Todd in this week's beguiling episode of Untitled Whatever. And catch Greta as a true crime podcaster in a new episode of the Wrench McTaggart Mysteries. That's all for me, Leslie Goldman. Good night, and may the lady be with you.
Yeah. Untitled Whatever, Episode 4. When we last left the supposed handyman Top, he had just descended into the basement of Willa Boyce, Elliot's wife, leaving her upstairs in the kitchen.
Now where's that damn piece of chalk I had? Here it is. At least the floor is clear. Plenty of room to draw these here mystical symbols. Hope I remember how to do it right. Gotta be quick. Okay, looks good. Now to light this here sage, wave it over my head and dance around like an idiot. She cannot resist while the great Bawawa is with me. She cannot resist while the great Bawawa is with me. She cannot resist while the great Bawawa is with me. Oh, Bawawa, I have passed the fifth tier and lifted the first veil, that you may enter this sullied world and grant me power over the one with whom I seek to perform the act of physical love. Help me bend her to my will. Help me.
Oh, Mr. Wampa, I'm gonna leave you on your own recognizance for a bit. Remember, if you steal anything, I'll know who to report to the police. Toodles.
Mrs. Boyce? God damn it. Great. Just fucking stupendous. She couldn't have waited 5 more minutes. Well, might as well eat my lunch till she gets back, I guess.
Torp, you down there?
Hey!
What's wrong? What?
Hello.
Still not getting it.
Hello. Hand me that milk.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Jalapeno. Goddamn, brother. God damn it.
Where's my wife? What happened?
She left a minute before you got here. Then I got hungry. Then I ate a sandwich. Then you showed up. Then I almost died. Now I'm standing here.
My wife. We need to know if Will is an alien, Torp. Bob's gonna be pissed. So where did she go?
How should I know?
Shit, come on upstairs. Quick.
So what are we doing?
I don't know. Just looking around. Maybe there's... Hey, what's this on the fridge?
Looks like a flyer.
No shit, Stephen Hawking. Let's see what it says. Unlock the 5 ancient secrets of sexual dynamism. Looks like some kind of perverted adult education class down at the Toad Springs Community College.
Oh boy, your wife really fell for it. My brother's been doing those bullshit seminars for a while now.
Your brother?
Yeah, Gorp.
So, Torp and Gorp? What the fuck were your parents? Never mind. Why the hell is Willa going to this thing?
I don't know. You're not cutting it in the sack?
Shut up or I'll cut you in the sack. Let's go get her. Yep, there's her car, Torp. Park next to it.
Hey, Lorp, what are you doing out here? And why the waterworks?
Lorp? Who the...
My stupid-ass dad won't let me in his class to learn the 5 ancient secrets of sexual dynamism. I call bullshit on that horse shit.
You're like 10, right? You're a little young, numbnuts.
Fuck you, Uncle Torp. Fuck yourself up the ass with a barbed wire dildo.
Why, you little...
Torp, put that gun away. Holy shit. You killed him.
Yeah, kind of lost my temper there, I guess. Fuck. 3 months of anger management classes down the drain.
And he was your nephew? Jesus.
Well, listen to you, all high and mighty. Like you've never killed a kid.
Well, believe it or not, you psycho, I've...
Fuck, here come the cops. Get in the van. You're driving.
No way. I have to see what's up with Willa.
You're a witness. You think I'm just gonna let you prance away? Get in the fucking car now, before I plug you too.
Okay, okay.
Join us next time for Episode 5 of Untitled Whatever.
If you would, name one thing you'd like to change about the world-renowned podcast, American Doom.
Hello? Where are you? I don't see you.
I don't know where I am. I don't know what I am. I've been lost, wandering in a darkened mist for so long. I sometimes dimly sense the presence of others here. I sometimes faintly hear voices, but when I try to approach, they fade away. Am I dead? Where is God? Please help me. Do you understand that I'm you? That I'm your inescapable, inexorable fate? The cold, the silence, the eternal loneliness? For Christ's sake, please, help me. Help yourself.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Tuned in to Terradyne's 10,000 watt giant.
You think I'm funny? Ha ha, ho ho. You think I'm funny? Ha ha, ho ho. I hear you laughing. Ha ha, ho ho. I think you are mistaken. I think you are mistaken. You think I'm funny? But maybe you are right.
Tonight's Terradyne players were Marge Dubois, Guy Dow Sainter, Jade Williams, Daniel Johnson, Giorgio DiNucci, Grant Balfour, Jason Canaveral, Jozel Peralta, and Gary Messick.
American Doom is produced and written by J. Philip Wilkins and Gary Messick. D'Artagnan Petrochemicals thanks you for your time and attention.